It's time for Kids Corner. We're all the kids this morning. Come on down. Marianne Riney will bring the children's message this morning. It was great to see all of the young youth up there, but look at all of the little youth down here. Isn't that great?
Good morning, everybody. Can you gather around here? I'm going to read you a book, and I want to show you the pictures as we go along. So if everybody kind of gather around here so you can see, we are going to read a story. Now, can some of you tell me what we're going to be doing this week on Thursday? What holiday is it?
Costumes.
You're going to dress up in costume? Are you just a week late, maybe? No, just right, huh? We're going to have Thanksgiving. Are you going to have Thanksgiving? And Thanksgiving is a time that we thank God for what all the wonderful things He's given us. And we share time and food and with our friends and our family. And so the story we have today is the story of Thanksgiving. Do you know why we have Thanksgiving? I bet some of you have read this story. What? Yeah, the Indians. I think they were there for that first Thanksgiving. Do you know why we have Thanksgiving Day? We have Thanksgiving Day because of the Pilgrims and the Native Americans. That's the Indians and Native Americans. Can everybody see? The Pilgrims lived in England. They could not have their own church, so they left their homes for a new land far away because they wanted to be able to worship just like you come here to worship. Okay, the Pilgrims crossed the ocean on a ship called the Mayflower. The wind blew, the ship rocked, the Pilgrims prayed that it would not sink. They would feel very alone out in that big ocean. After many months, the boat stopped at Plymouth, Massachusetts. The Pilgrims thanked God for keeping them safe. The Pilgrims built their homes. Winter came. Icy winds blew. The snow fell, and there was not much to eat. Spring came, and the snow melted, and the Pilgrims built barns. They planted wheat and beans. They planted potatoes. One day, three Native Americans came to visit. See the Native Americans? Came to visit the Pilgrims. One named Squanto. Have you heard of Squanto?
I have.
Yeah, there's Squanto. Squanto stayed to help the Indians because the Indians knew how to farm in that area. Squanto taught the Pilgrims how to hunt and fish. He gave them seeds and showed them how to plant corn, pumpkins, and squash. The vegetables grew. The Pilgrims filled their barns with food for the next winter so they would have enough to eat. The Pilgrims invited their Native American friends to a great feast. For 3 days, they ate turkey, fish, corn, beans, pumpkins, and squash. When we get together, you think we'll eat for 3 days? Kind of have leftovers for a couple, don't we? On Thanksgiving, we eat turkey, corn, and pumpkins, just like the Native Americans and Pilgrims. And like them, we also say, thank you, God, for our families, our food, and our homes. And think about that when you're celebrating Thanksgiving with your family. Now, if you all bow your heads, we're going to pray a prayer of thanksgiving. Thank you, God, for bringing us together in your love. Thank you for giving us everything we need. Help us to take good care of the gifts you've given us. Help us to use them to do your work. Amen. And that's why we often share food, and we share with other people that don't have as much as we do. And we also thank God for all the things. We thank God for all the many things He has given us. Now, I have some stickers for you all. And just before I pass out the stickers, I want everybody to say something with me. And one of these stickers says this. The sticker says, God is so good. And let's all say that together. I'm going to count to three, and then let's all say that, okay? God is so good. Thank you. And I'll give each one of you a page of stickers, okay? Thank you.